Dude, he's a toad. Holy smokes, dude. This is the anthem for people who love her. Tell her before it was cool. Don't mean to be rude, but this is for people who really love her. And don't gotta show
Welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. I am your host, Braden Tolles. Thanks for tuning in. I can't believe I'm living my dream. Early morning flights, the skies are filled up with these whistling wings. Sights that dreams are made of. Look at God's creation. Dust coming in as we struggle to load. Kit number two is a hell of a load. Shots going off as they dropping the hole. It's so cold and my call keeps sticking. I'm being precise with the notes I'm picking. My lead is true, so no duck I'm missing. Full choke, so I'm good at a distance. Welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. I'm your host, Braden Tolles. In the studio with me tonight,
Lexi.
What do you think?
It's been forever.
Well, I don't think anything you've ever talked on has ever been aired, because usually so just ended up turning into like a goof-off sesh.
Mm-hmm. But this one's real.
This one is real. Why is this one real?
Because there's a dead deer this year.
That's right. Okay, so... Yep, Lexi kills her first buck. Before we really jump into this one, kind of got like, it is your first buck, but it's also not your first buck, mm-hmm. You know. I say we go ahead and kind of jump in to that very first deer, you know, that you shot, and, you know, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, that's for sure.
No, but it was my first, like, time, first year hunting with you.
Right.
In general.
Well, and I guess we can kind of go back a little further. You didn't bow hunt when you first met me.
Nope. I knew about it. I knew it was a thing, but I didn't do it myself, no.
Right. And then, I don't know. What? I think I know the answer to this, but what made you kind of want to get into it, you know?
I'm an outdoorsy girl. Like, when I, growing up, I was always outside. I was always in fields, cornfields, whatever. I've seen family members shoot clay pigeons, never shot them myself. So, like, I've been pheasant hunting. I've done it all, but, like, I've not truly, like, taking my own interest to it and like taking myself out. So like I've known it was a thing, and I just never put myself in a position to like make it a hobby for myself. Mm-hmm. So meeting you and learning that was your, you know, biggest hobby and interest. I wasn't against it. I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I'll see how it goes. Like, being with you.
Right.
And it's a lot more than I ever expected, because right. I didn't realize how much you loved it until I really got to know you and watch you do it.
Right. Well, I mean, this is just kind of funny. I mean, those who know are going to know. I didn't start killing deer till you and I, you know, started dating.
That's true. Your first buck was
you were
with
part of
me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was funny. A fun night, wasn't it?
That was a fun night. Yeah.
Shout out to Merle. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did it, okay, so, I mean, I've killed a handful of bucks now. Did, like, every time, you know, because year after year, every time you saw another one, did that spike your interest? Like, what part of it was the most attractive to it? Or did you just want to do it because I was doing it? Like, did you, like, look at, you know, those deer that are on the wall now, like at that time when we, you know, take in pictures, you know, caping them out, cording up the meat, like, what of that, did any of that like really spike your interest? Like, you remember the one for sure that you were with is the one on the other side there. Mm-hmm. And you were there pretty much for the entire recovery and like finding the deer to start. Did any of that like really spike your interest into it, and like, hey, I kind of want to do this?
I think what it was, I think before, you know, before your sits and everything, before the season even starts, you're putting corn out, which isn't one of my favorite things because of how hot it is when you start it. It's like the middle of July or whatever. It's hot. But that's a process that you have to do or whatever. And then we would watch hunting shows.
Right. And I knew that was going to come up because I love that. Like, I always remember come, you know, August and September, it was back in college. It was Heartland Bowhunter on the TV. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, just really big, like, praise to that film, just how clean they are and crisp. And like, they just, it plays really, really well every time you watch one of their videos. So it's like one of them you can watch and, you know, your wife or girlfriend or whatever isn't like, ew, gross. They're like, wow, that actually turned out really, really good. Like, that was cool.
Yeah, there's like thrillers in watching those videos and those shows because they're like watching these deer and then finally they see the deer come on to their land, their property, whatever, at 20 yards, 30 yards, whatever. And then they like get all anxious to shoot them. And so I'm watching that for the first time and I like to be anxious or like I like to see things that are like exciting to watch. And those every time, even if they're unsuccessful hunts on their end, are fun to watch. And so those helped keep me interested. And then obviously like watching you do it. I mean, there's nothing that I don't like about it except.
Right. Well, and
I have to cut
it. Oh, the processing. Yeah. The processing process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, also though, I also never forced you to do it.
Mm-mm.
Like I was just like, hey, you know, if you want to do it. And like, I feel like that's kind of how it started because we ended up getting that old diamond bow from your brother's.
Shout out to my brother.
Yep. And he didn't really use it. So you got it and you kind of just started shooting in the yard and like, I don't know. I would push to have you come shoot in the yard, even though you didn't always want to. But I was just kind of like, well, kind of like knowing how it was going to work. I'm like, when it gets closer and closer to September, you know, hunting videos are going to start, films are going to start, we're going to on the TV, and you're really going to like it. I'm like, well, let's try to shoot, you know, start shooting before that. And that way when season comes, you know, you've been practicing, and if you want to hunt, you do it. So, I mean, I don't even remember what year that was. It was actually, well, whenever Tree got shot is when it would have been. That's the deer's name for anyone wondering. But it would have been that same year because we went out there, rushed in a ground blind. Question before, rabbit hole. Did you fall out of a tree stand before or after that ground blind hunt? It was after, right?
I don't know.
I think it had to have been after because I wouldn't have sent you out to a tree to hunt, you know.
Well, that's the tricky part because I think it was before.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Well, I don't remember the time of year that I shot it because the sit that I sat in the tree stand alone, I think it was cold and windy. I think it was that day. It's the only day I can remember. And
you didn't like fall out of the tree stand.
I just fell down the tree. You trying to step on those steps.
Were you getting in or getting out?
I'm getting out.
Yeah, those steps were really.
I wasn't far,
apart.
From the ground, but I was like far
right,
enough.
Right, you were probably like
thud hurt.
Yeah, you were probably like halfway up the tree, maybe trying to come down.
Yeah, yeah. I've had that experience
but
before.
I was just wondering about that. Okay, so I can kind of help the best I can on this first deer because, God, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
So I tag out, we brush in a ground blind, and there's nothing like crazy big going after, but it was an old, mature buck. He just mm-hmm. didn't really have the head gear. That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, do you want to tell it?
I just remember, like, it's because it's my first time, you know, Brayden's like, hey, there's a deer, like, heads up, like, you might get your bow ready, like, be ready to shoot it when they get close enough. And so I'm just like, okay, you know, most people are like shitting their pants, like,
well,
shaking,
and
I'm just like,
think,
cool, calm, collected, because I'm like, I don't want to mess this up, I want to, like, try and get it, because, you know, when we practice shooting, Brayden's always like, aim for, you know, the vitals, like the heart, the lungs, things like that. So, of course, when I draw back after he comes in, I'm probably getting a little too far ahead.
Kind of. Well, I just remember. So, we were after a specific deer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling you no on a different deer, maybe a little bigger rack-wise. Definitely not the age of this buck.
But is that the one that kind of came in at a different angle and I was able to get a picture of it?
I think.
Like the time frame of everything because it's so far, so long ago.
I just remember there was one deer that came in, one buck. He wasn't it. But then like behind him was the buck that we were after. And I mean, definitely I get it as a new hunter, beginner. Yeah, you kind of need a little bit of coaching, like help and whatnot. But long story short, that deer steps broadside. We shoot him. And arrow was maybe a little bit back.
It literally happened so quickly.
It was back. I remember that. Because up and down looked good. He runs off, right? And give him time. I remember blood trailing him. Blood wasn't great. Came up to a bed because your arrow was in him.
Yeah.
He must have rolled over on it or something.
I remember but that.
There was a lot more blood because, like, the blood had gone up the arrow a lot more, too, if I remember right, than, like, how far we entered. Went into him. So he must have rolled on it. He kicked that arrow out. Found a decent pile of blood. I remember getting really excited, like, okay, hey, we might find this deer. And it just never happened. Like, I have those same kind of stories, actually on the same piece that you were on. And, you know, it still haunts me to this day. It's like, if I remember right, it's the only buck I put an arrow in. And was not able to find. And, you know, I mean, it's been years and years. But I still think back to it from time to time. Just the size of that deer and just, like, the uneasiness I felt afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, to some guys, and even probably to me to that extent, was pissed, quit. Type feeling, you know, throw a bow out of a tree type of deal. Like, how was that for you when it came to that buck?
There was a lot of feelings. I felt like I didn't, upset, discouraged. A little bit like oh, Lordy.
Disappointed?
Like, I didn't complete, like, a task, but not like it was a task to be completed, but, like, I didn't successfully.
Yeah, I mean, in harsh words, you failed.
Yes.
That's, like, the shitty, like, I felt mean like way a failure, of putting it.
But it was also, like, being my first time and, like, having you, like, it was all just so crazy. I just kind of felt like I let everyone down, especially myself, and then, of course, you, like, being there and like helping me through everything, and like the shot was not the best, but like I gave it what I thought was my best.
I mean, you did the best you could for trying to shoot your first buck, like the amount of pressure on that, and you know, the excitement,
right? And then like the pressure of like finding the deer, and like the excitement of when you do find the deer, like I knew all of that, and so like I just felt like everything was a letdown leading up to the fact that like we never found the deer.
Yeah, it wasn't a letdown. I mean, yeah, you're obviously I don't know the word either.
Right.
Like, you're just kind of down in the dumps, really, when it comes to, like, when you don't find them.
So, like, I wasn't mad. I wasn't pissed. I wasn't, like, ready to give up. I was just like, man, like, this sucks. Like, I can't find the deer. I wanted to find the deer. I wanted to go through all of, like, those happy moments. So, I felt like we all couldn't be happy. But in the end, it's like, that's okay. Like, there's next year, or like there's even like another sit for a potential like other deer.
Right.
I didn't realize all of that at the time, and because it was my first time.
And who knows? Like, he could have died. You know, coyotes could have got to him. Who knows? I mean, I think about the same thing about my buck, because like never saw him again on the trail camera, both of them. So it's like, okay, maybe they did die.
Right.
And we didn't. I don't think we hunted again, because it was later in the season. I definitely remember that. And I don't know if it was, I mean, I can't remember. Like, I just think, you know, that hits you and you're kind of like, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm done for the season type of thing.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, everyone goes through that at some point. But I just kind of wanted to bring that up to kind of compare it to when we get into this one a little bit.
Yeah.
And, okay, so fast forward from that year, I don't think you hunted, like, the following season. I know we shot bows, and I know we really worked on turning up your poundage, trying to make it as hard as possible, but still, like, achievable to get back.
Oh, there's probably one season that I didn't sit. There's a couple that I obviously did sit, but not... I got skunked a lot.
Yeah, and that was too.
Major, like, that pissed me off more than not finding the deer. You know, you're waking up early, sitting for hours on a sometimes uncomfortable chair, most of the time uncomfortable chair.
I mean, I'm going back. So 2020 is when that would have been, because I killed him in 2020. So that's what I'm saying. It's been, and you did hunt other years. We just weren't successful, but I'm really sure, like, the way I feel like it went, we hunted 2020, didn't get it done. Either took a year off, maybe you did hunt, maybe you didn't. But either way, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting to the point where, like, year after year, we tried to shoot more. We tried to turn up your poundage, get it to the point where, you know, you could, it was hard to get back, but you could get it back. So, I mean, fast forward now to 2025,
mm-hmm.
Drew and I are in Colorado.
Yes.
And you're here, and you're, because, like, service out there is not the greatest. So you're kind of like my little bookkeeper of trail camera photos. Like, hey, make sure you put this buck in his album, same with this button, you know, just keeping it all organized.
I did that.
And I just remember, you know, once starting to get service at the end of the trip, you know, headed home, it's like, okay, here's the, and going to that farm where this deer was killed, basically there was two shooters down there. There was Nacho, who was the velvet buck.
Yep.
And then sub two here.
Yep.
Okay. So I get back like the 14th or 15th.
Okay.
I just remember, you know, that deer, specifically him, and Nacho was around too, but
yeah.
This deer ended up really being consistent, and opening day was the 16th this year.
Mm-hmm.
So this deer starts showing up. Shows up the 17th, shows up the 18th, which was, 17th was a Wednesday, 18th was a Thursday, shows up the 19th on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, early season is probably the greatest season for you, just because you hate the cold. It won't even be cold. And, you know, Lexi will hunt with me. Like, we did a doe hunt a couple weeks back. No, that was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still wearing my Stratus stuff, and I just put you in the heaviest stuff I got because I'm like, I already know how this is going to go.
Cold.
Yeah. And I, no, you weren't cold. I don't know how you weren't sweating.
I wasn't cold, but I wasn't sweating. But it was getting chilly.
Right. But I was just in my head. I'm like, okay, it's September. It's honestly it's warm. It's hot. You know, it's 78 to like 80 degrees were like the highs that day.
Yeah.
And, you know, also at this point, I'm not after anything. I have nothing. I'm, you know, a target buck really in my head.
Right.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, Nacho's pretty cool because he's in full velvet still.
Yeah.
And usually you probably don't really know, but like youth season, like kids are usually the only ones who get chances at velvet bucks because it opens up a little bit earlier than the regular bow season. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go down there. We're going to go down. And so what? You went up top. I went to the bottoms,
mm-hmm.
and I was really confident that you were going to get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And if I, like, I don't know, I thought it would have been cool too if, you know what, if this buck walks, let me see him in person. Talking about Nacho, he's a 10 full velvet, and he's got like an inline point off one of his sights. So it makes him a 6x5. And I'm like, you know what? He'd be a cool deer to see, at least check out, you know, see if you want to shoot one or not. And I saw like 3 or 4 does on the neighbor's side. And they were kind of going into that timber patch, if you know where I'm talking about.
I think so.
It's a good distance out there. But on my end, I did see Nacho, and he was probably like, I don't know, 40, maybe 50 yards on the neighbors. And I'm like, why is that deer so dark? I'm like trying to figure it out, and I can't. And I had to like turn my head really hard one way and kind of look through it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, that's him. And he just, he never did anything. He just kept going. So that was that. But okay, we're going to go ahead and put you in the hot seat a little bit. So I'm in a hang on. You're in a ladder stand.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard to fall out of a ladder stand, I would hope.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I did good.
And then basically I'll let you take it.
Yeah. So I get up in my stand.
Which also has been there since we got on it. So who knows how long it's been. I have checked the straps on that before just to make sure. I'm like, okay.
So I'm just in there. I'm sitting in there waiting. I got my bow ready. I really don't see much of anything for a while. Not as active as Braden was down below. But then I see this doe walking in, and I'm like, okay, some action. Like this, at least I'm not getting skunked.
And to cut you, the shitty thing about that stand, and there's no like hook in it, because I've hunted it a handful of times, but just, I don't know. I don't like them. Whatever. But what I'm getting at is there's nowhere to hang your bow. So you kind of just got to
hold it without clinking against all the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, so she walks off. Nothing else much after that. And then I hear some more footsteps looking around. And then he pops up over to my right.
On the trail that kind of runs with the, like, I guess this bank, not the bank, it'd more be like a bluff, really, that hill that goes down.
Yeah. He's coming in. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is it.
Right. So at this point, does anything from, you know, that first buck creep into your head at all? Or are you kind of just more like, you're not even thinking about
this
that?
This time it's a little crazier because I'm alone. Like, I don't have like a coach. I don't have you coaching me like, okay, like do this, like watch for this. Because, you know, in other moments, you forget that they look at you. And when they look at you, they freak. So,
and also that just, just
and
reminded
it slows
me.
You down.
So, okay, I got to cut us because this kind of plays into it too.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of scenario, like how you were saying you're by yourself. But like, remember when we hunted Colton's for that 8?
Yeah.
And that would have been like a Hail Mary type shot. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I'm telling you like when to draw and like you're not doing anything. And like it just like shows how hectic it can get. So I was kind of curious about that. I'm like, okay, this might go really good or it's going to go really bad.
And that's how it felt in my head too. Because
like just cause I don't want to fuck it up.
Sitting there and you're like, oh my God, like I don't want to scare him away. I'm just going to draw. And he did actually manage to look away for a little bit. Drew back. Got him right in front of me. And I think just where we had
range find
previous to that, he was right around there. So I assumed he was right at 20 yards. Don't have my guide with me. So I'm aiming at him at 20 yards.
Basically where that trail cuts in at, it's sub 20. It's like 17, maybe 18 yards where, yeah. So it's
everything's playing
top 10.
In my head. I'm just like, I'm doing what I can. So, yeah. So I'm drawn on him. He's right in front of me.
And that's interesting too, because, you know, too far back, you know, you kind of get not saying, I don't know. You got to think the bow is more cranked up now.
Yep.
So who knows? But I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know, you had experience with that further back shot. So that kind of might scare you a bit. But also, you kind of don't want to go too far forward, because if you hit that shoulder, I mean,
right,
there's some guy's setups, you know, that can blow through a shoulder. And the way I interpret that is, you know what, I don't really want to find out. If I, you know, it's not like something you aim for. I'm like, oh, I'm not putting this on its shoulder and drilling it. So, you do have that sweet spot range,
mm-hmm.
you know, left and right and up and down.
Sure.
So I guess going through your head, what was it? Just thinking about the target in the backyard or what?
I don't know. Literally, when I'm drawn on the deer and I'm looking at it, it like blends into just a blob of a brown because that's what it is. Cause you're shooting at targets that are like black, and then maybe there's a red dot, and then there's items on this right. target that are colored. And they're not all black and they're not all brown. So when you're drawn on a deer,
and also like our 3D target, mm-hmm. like I have the middle completely punched exactly. out to where it is like all the foam you can see. So you mm-hmm. even do kind of have an idea like where your spot is. I definitely understand what you mean where like you can kind of get lost in all the fur really like, wait, where's the gray? Or like, hey, where's the dot at?
So there's not one. Thankfully with this deer, there was like a shadow of his shoulder. So I just, that's what I could see. It was like a little darker than the rest of his brown. That's what I aimed for. Oh,
you just saw his shoulder.
Yeah,
that's
I just shot
did.
At it. And it literally happened so fast every single time so far. I'm like, okay. And then I shot him.
So what, you shot behind the shadow?
Mm-hmm. Right where that dark spot
funny,
is.
It's funny you call it a shadow. It's just like the outline of the shoulder, like where they're...
There's when you're looking, for me, one eye closed,
like
you know,
here,
you're looking through
I got the photo
target.
Pulled up. You're talking about like that.
No, literally.
But like
but,
you
put
it
no
like there.
There's no other way for me to define what part of the body I'm looking at so quickly, and that actually helped me.
Right. Well, you know, future references too. You can also just kind of go up the front leg and you can kind of see like
but
the
I'm
bone
still
and
just
muscle
so
structure
learning.
Of
I'm
it.
I'm learning so much still that like that was the only thing in that moment that helped me define where my arrow was headed.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, it
no,
worked,
it.
Obviously.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so did the shot feel good? Were you kind of like, you know what I mean? Was there any bit of like...
It felt a lot better just having... target that I seen, whatever the whole instance in that moment, it felt good.
Okay, so arrow hits, are you like, I don't know, I'm obviously not there, so I can't help like determine, okay, this is where it hit. And you know, even some guys are bad at that, and I've done right. that too before, where I thought it was a good shot, ends up being a bad, and you kind of get lucky. But lately, the past few years, I've can really tell like where I put that arrow. Like I've had enough of the mishaps
mm-hmm.
to where I'm like, okay, really pay attention, follow through, watch where it hits. That way,
because
it helps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
are you certain where it hit? Like, or are you just like, I think it's good?
Well, I think it was good.
And that's really kind of what I expected to. I did
I
not expect you to be like, oh yeah.
Follow through of like looking. I'm like, I just was freaking out, so I called you.
Okay, so arrow hits.
He ran off.
Yeah, I kept going. It'd be parallel with So the trail kind of runs like this. No one can see what I'm doing with my hands. No. But then the creek bank, you know, goes down.
Yeah.
It'd be to the north. So he takes off mm-hmm. and goes west.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You call me. Nothing really going on my end anymore. You know, saw Nacho. That was it. And my first thing is I'm like, okay.
Do we need to let this deer sit?
Right.
Do you
well,
think you
because
a shot?
The, like... the nice thing, don't get me wrong, early season's cool because you're not cold.
Yeah.
But then you kind of got a meat factor to worry about this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. You know, basing off like showing you trail camera picture, I'm like, okay, where do you think you hit?
Right.
You know, looking at the arrow, and it all looked good. Like I was never, what's the word for it? I was never like questioning it.
Yeah.
But I was questioning it because, you know, I'm not there. I didn't see how mm-hmm. it all went down. So I'm basically going
and
off
trying
of
to go off of
arrow. I'm going off so of quickly. Arrow, and I'm going off of what blood is that shot. Mm-hmm. And my best thing, I'm like, you know what? Let's get out of here. Let's give it some time, run home, and I don't know. What did we wait? Hour and a half?
Maybe two-ish.
Yeah, maybe
right
two.
Right at 2 hours.
And I mean, it's a fine line, you know. You gotta juggle it.
Right.
But, okay, so we come back, and Royal already asleep. I really wanted to wake him up.
I'm sad that he was so
but
tired.
It's like...
Oh, excuse me.
I don't... You're good. It's like, I don't know if we...
Wake him.
Yeah.
Because it was literally like by the time we had left the house, it was right just a time for him to go to bed.
And so, he was with my mom. And
yeah, anyone would be fussy and like not enjoy the pictures and stuff. So we just left him home.
Okay.
With your mom.
So we go down, you know, go to where the shot was, and blood pretty good. And you're shooting the you were shooting the same head. Excuse me. You were shooting the same broadhead that I was shooting, the Evolution Outdoor, the the hide. And pretty big expandable. It's a 2-inch cutting diameter, I think. It looks good. Blood looks good. Not like crazy, but like good color. Like kind of that had that pinkish in it. Like to me it was looking like lung. And I mean, basically he went what? 80, maybe, no, probably 75, 80 yards, maybe 90. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
And piled up.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the cool thing. So like at that point, you're super excited, but then it's like, okay, let's put our hands on him.
Yeah.
And
he was a big body too. He was neck big, just a heavy.
I'm kind of glad you said that because I might have left that part out with the drag because Bryce is out of town. So I call Earl because,
yeah,
I mean,
which is your dad.
You're not really supposed to be lifting super heavy weight, you know,
right?
For other reasons that no one else needs to worry about, whatever. But, yeah. He was super freaking heavy, and I stopped. I'm like, dude, we got to gut him. Because usually, you know, I'll wait, get him hung up, and then gut him there.
With how, like, low he went into, like, towards the creek, you're walking him back up a hill at this point. So, like, that
right.
He's heavy, I mean,
you can get the truck close, but you still kind of got to go upwards with him a bit. And I don't know what... You're excited, obviously, getting up there, like just knowing it worked. Mm-hmm. But like looking at this, what immediately stood out to you? Because like when you picked him up, I was like, "Ugh,
yeah,
holy!" Like
he's a very so, freaking wide deer,
and he looks wide in the trail camera photos too. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like different when you actually get to touch him, and look at it,
yeah. I mean, you can almost fit like three heads inside of his frame, just how wide he is.
Right.
Like, you know, we're not used to seeing wide deer or like even shooting them, but this guy, he's wide.
What are you trying to say? I mean, I got framey deer on the wall. This thing's just super framey.
Wide-wise, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, it's wide.
It's just crazy how wide. Like
it was like 21-something, I think, on the inside spread or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so... Crazy buck, you know, we call him sub two because completely missing where there should be a G2. Not broken off. It is completely smooth. Just didn't grow. You know, the split brow on that same side, though, super cool. Like, he is just a really cool deer. And I don't know. We got really good photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess from there... We brought him home, caped him out, put him in the deep freeze, and like, got to be a feeling of relief, right, too? Like, just knowing, like...
Just the early season success.
Well, the fact that you don't have to deal with the cold, and then the fact...
I do that every year.
Right. The fact that...
Like, I just got lucky with him showing up on that.
But I don't really think it was luck, because, like, in my head, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't
if he was there...
The first one, the second time...
Well, we couldn't, because, you know, I just got back, so I'm working.
Not even open season.
And I almost thought about, like, hey, we could rush in there Friday, but also I'm like, no, let's not rush. Let's just do it right. Let's go Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Like, what are the chances that
slam dunk? I was pretty certain.
I really was. I wasn't like, but I just don't. I was more
surprised seeing Nacho than him showing up because like he was spotty, and I'm like, you know, the chances that Velvet Bucks, which we'll get into. Good thing I didn't shoot Nacho, but I mean,
yeah,
super cool deer.
No, he really is. I'm actually just super excited that I get to shoulder mount him and see him on the wall for just.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, the job well done, because I'm proud of myself.
Congrats, babe. He is Yeah, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to get him back. Yeah, I can't wait to get him back.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're really, Bryce and Colton are the only two left to get it done.
Yep.
I don't know. I want everyone to kill a deer this year. Like, I think that'd be really cool just to get everybody. I mean, Rick's still after one.
You didn't start a big buck contest.
I know. I would have kicked y'all's ass.
Yeah. Dang it.
But okay. Anything else you want to say? Anything?
Nope.
Got nothing?
Got nothing. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I mean, once again, Mom coming in clutch with Royal. It's impossible to do it with him in here. Like, even when Colton came over that other weekend, like, just sitting at the door, banging on it, crying.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, this isn't going to work. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
I know. We'll get him on the podcast one of these times.
Oh, Lord.
You guys can hear him, hear what he has to say about these big bucks.
He's just more worried about where the moon's at. But, all right, guys. I appreciate you listening to the Midwest Science Hunt podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. Later.
I was just waiting for you to do that.
You guys suck.
Live audience.
Later.
That's a wrap. Oh, you hear? December 21st, it changed my life forever. He was coming downwind, he ain't even noticed me. I stood up and grabbed my bow, he made his way down through the funnel. I drew back, I'm locked, I'm ready to rock, it ain't no turning back. It's like a meteorite when it took flight, look like a shooting star. Let my arrow fly, then he died within 40 yards. Send my thanks to heaven, cause I have to give thanks to God. Media waited and then put out within a couple days. Couple hours go by, I was already at 20K. Views steady going up, knocking out milestones. I can never give it up, I had to stay strong. How could I forget to mention when I was running through thickets? Rabbit hunt with old heads, we was trying to get a limit. Twin a pack of beagle hounds, sounding like dog pounds. Cats I'm trying to cross the lane, then I had to cut them down. I see the times are changing. Overlooked for so long, I see it changes amazing. Outdoor magazine.